So far in our readings this year of the Gospel of Mark, we've certainly discovered and encountered the power of God, this presence of Jesus that has constantly evoked this question: who is this man that even the sea, even the wind, the waves obey him? Who is this man who claims to have authority to forgive sins? Who is this man who can heal the sick? Who is this man who speaks and teaches with such authority? Everywhere it seems, people were amazed and astounded by Jesus. Everywhere except last week, where did he go? Back home, back to Nazareth. And in Nazareth, he was amazed at their lack of faith, that he wasn't able to do these mighty works because they thought they knew him. They thought that they were able to control him. The problem with Jesus across the centuries is that people who think they know him, people who claim to understand him, are usually the ones who don't, are usually the ones who aren't able to receive him, who aren't able to allow him to be the one that he needs to be, to speak that authority into their lives, into our lives. And particularly it was the religious people, the people who thought they understood God, who so often aren't able to broaden their horizon, to expand their categories, to fit Jesus in. And so they remain in that lack of faith. There's this transition verse, Mark 6, verse 6, part B. So last week's reading finished with the first half. This week's reading continues with verse 7. So this line gets left out of our readings. But it kind of, I think it's because people aren't quite sure whether it fits with the stuff about Nazareth or it fits about the things that we're doing this week. But he went about among the villages teaching. And that's what Jesus is about. We've seen this line or versions of this line already so often in these first six chapters of the Gospel of Mark. The sense of Jesus teaching, announcing. And what is he announcing? What's this teaching all about? What is Jesus, what's the primary message that Jesus wants to convey? The kingdom. The kingdom. That's what Jesus is always speaking about. When you look across the Gospels, when you open any page of the Gospels, you will see something about the kingdom of God. And so this is what Jesus then shares with his disciples. He summons them and he sends them out with the same authority that he has, this same power that he has for us to share in the same ministry, to go and to do the same things that he has done, to announce this breaking in of the kingdom of God, to bring release to the captives, to heal the sick. That's the authority that these disciples are given. Are they ready? No. Do they feel themselves worthy? No. And yet he sends them regardless. It's not about how worthy they are, how talented they are, how qualified they are. He makes them worthy in the sending. And that's one of the lessons that we need to continue and always learn as the church, that it's simply in doing the work of a Christian that Jesus is promising to always be there with us to fulfill our needs. And then he gives us all of these directions and instructions about how to go. And there's not a whole lot of content about what the message is that we need to be announcing. I guess Jesus just presumes that from having listened to him over, and as I said last week, we don't have any time frame for this, but we presume it's over the last couple of years that all of this has been happening as he's been wandering around the villages of Galilee and going across and back over the Sea of Galilee. This call for them to share that same life. And he gives them directions just to be as simple as possible, to travel as simply. Don't get too caught up in all the other details of their lives. just wear the clothes you're wearing. Make sure you've got sandals on your feet so your feet aren't cut up by the rocks as you go across the rocky ground. And have a staff just to balance you along the way, defend off the wild dogs and the other animals that might attack you. And simply be there. But don't go alone. Go with a companion. Go with someone that can encourage you. Go with someone that can bear witness to the things that you say. Because two people are going to be more trustworthy. Two people are going to be able to announce with greater authority the experience that they've had of who Jesus is. They'll be able to bounce off each other. But also the sense that you've just got a friend, you've got a companion on that journey. The whole call that we don't do this alone. We can't be a Christian alone. We have to have community. We have to have people that are able to share with us and journey with us in this process. They're called to, in the end, simply to announce the presence of Jesus, to be like Jesus. And this is where it gets so challenging for us. You know, we know that so often we don't do the things that Jesus has invited us to do. We don't do the things that Jesus told us to do. We don't live like the one that we claim to love. And Christians who don't do this are so destructive. They tear apart the very essence of the call to be a follower of Jesus. So many people have commented that, you know, we like your Jesus, but we don't like your Christians. You know, that we so often just lived in this two-faced reality. And the challenge of being a good evangelist, the challenge of being someone who is able to proclaim the person of Jesus, is to strip away all of the garbage that's in my life so that Jesus is able to shine through. It's not an easy task, because so often I just stumble and fall in my own life because of my own limitations, my own screwed upness, my own inability to be the person that I know Jesus has called me to be, that he has forgiven me to be. And yet we continue to go on, and yet we continue to desire that. And so it's our prayer for us to be a community that recognizes our need to be loved and to share that need with others, to discover Jesus more deeply and more powerfully in programs like Alpha or being part of a Connect group, in order to be able to have that support that we need to be a credible witness, to be people who are formed and shaped by the love of God, so that we can share that, so that we can speak of his name, so that we can declare that into our world. Our world is hurting. Our world is so often dark and needs to hear this message of forgiveness. Who will go unless we do? Who will speak the name of Jesus in our community unless we do? Who will share of the love of God unless we are the ones who are able to announce that? We read in Romans 10 that faith comes by hearing. And unless someone goes, who will hear? People need to hear, not just in our actions, but in our words, announcing the person of Jesus, to allow them to discover that same joy themselves.